Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Picture a thick, furry, yield-slashing downy brome infestation on the left side of a wheat field. Now, picture clean, healthy rows of wheat on the right. What you're seeing is coaxium wheat production system driven by aggressor herbicide winning the war on weeds. Go to coaxium.com to find coaxium varieties near you. coaxium.com. Coaxium. Cleaner fields. Higher yields.
Well, light trade did develop in several areas of cattle country yesterday. Limited live trade here in our part of the country at $111. That was about a dollar lower than last week. Northern trade mostly dressed from a 180 to 185. Now, trade in the upper end of this range was scheduled for delayed delivery to regional packers. Now, it's likely that additional cash market activity will be needed before the end of the week. With a new month on the books, price levels are far from set, but the previous weakness in futures may limit optimism through the end of the week. The hog futures remain under pressure following another aggressive and swift shift lower yesterday. Although traders are entering the month of August and the hope is that renewed non-commercial support will filter into the complex, the bearish market shifts in the complex are impossible to overlook. After posting limit losses yesterday, the entire complex has access to expanded trading limits here today. The wheat markets are attempting a bounce after a softer overnight open and the double-digit loss from yesterday. Several northern hemisphere wheat producers still seeing their crop sizes get larger, even if most winter wheat harvest activity is wrapping up. France is now on track for the second largest production total in history, even though conditions for their corn crop could hardly be worse. Corn is attempting to bounce after yesterday's flush to fresh two-month lows. It's clear there has been no interest in buying this market after the gap on daily charts was filled dating back to May 24th. Technicians point out the next level of serious support would be the highs from late 2018 and early 2019, around 404 to 405. Soybean prices are weaker this morning, looking to close lower for the third session in a row as one support level after another seems to give way. The negative headlines coming out of the trade negotiations weren't a good sign. It's also troubling to learn of the Chinese trade delegation heading to Argentina to see about buying finished soy meal. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Now, at the close yesterday, August live cattle down 120 at 106.90, October down 142 at 107.65, August feeder cattle down 157, 141.52, September down 160 at 142.45, August hogs down 297, 79.32. Kansas City wheat, September down 9.25 yesterday, 519.5, December down 7.25 at 533.25. Chicago wheat, September down 10 cents, 487.25, December was down 9.75 at 493.25, September corn down 11 cents, $4.25. December down 11 cents at 410. August soybeans down 14.75 at 864. September down 15.25, 869. December cotton up 48 cents, 63.84. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.